WCAB Sweetwater is 880 AM, The Biz, a service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network on Facebook at 880 The Biz.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, Fried on Business is live. South Florida Multifamily Update. We got Anthony Burns from DevStar and Brian Bandel, journalist and novelist. He's the award-winning writer of real estate for the South Florida Business Journal. We're going to talk about the South Florida multifamily market, the first half of the show. The second half of the show reserved for branding guru Bruce Turkell. We're going to talk about who your SPAC is and why that's important. The stock market went up. I'm full of energy. Stick with us. We've got a great show. Yours, AC.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We go boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell them, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell them, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
All right, everybody, we are rocking it out here today. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. Heck, you even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, everybody, you know you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
All right, this is where we start the lead-in music.
This is the Wall Street Business Network. South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. We are back, and we are here with the South Florida Multifamily Update. We've got a developer from DevStar. We've got Anthony Burns. Anthony not only was a member of the military and went to the military academy, but he's battled through the condo wars. He knows what's going on. They're building a big project up in Aventura. We're going to talk to him about that and more. And we've got Brian Bandel. Brian is the lead business writer, award-winning guy over from South Florida Business Journal. Brian's going to be on. He's going to be acting as our pundit today.
Exactly.
All right. All right. So we're ready to go. First of all, I want to start with Brian. Brian, set the market, set us straight on the market. You talk to all the developers, all the people in the different parts of the business. What is your feel today on where the market is and is going? There's I gave you the easy one.
Yeah, there's still a tremendous amount of construction, even though the Herald wrote today that, oh, that the boom is coming to a close. It's not coming to a close. Certainly, sales of new units aren't as fast as they were previously. But when I'm going through development applications, there's a huge amount of applications for new condos, for apartments, all over South Florida, from downtown to Miami Beach to North Miami Beach to Fort Lauderdale. There's a tremendous amount of activity. A lot of it on the higher-end prices. So we're continuing to see this activity going. For anyone who's been around downtown and look at the cranes, believe me, there's no shortage of construction going on.
Now, there's no shortage of construction going on, and I've got a friend right here, Anthony Burns, who's in the middle of that construction. How many units are you building right now with that project, Anthony?
We have 468 currently under construction, along with 112 slip marina.
Wow, plus some beautiful common areas right there on Biscayne Boulevard, just in the south part of Aventura. It's great stuff. Saw it featured on Million Dollar Listing Miami. But Anthony, so Brian talked about the fact that there's a lot of construction that's planned. Let's say somebody gets a construction loan and starts tomorrow. What are they up against?
Well, the major challenge that everyone in the market's facing right now on the construction front is the scarcity of labor and the construction costs associated with that. And so what that means, and I echo what Brian had said in terms of a lot of applications, et cetera, but what's going to actually put the brakes on that and why I think the market – I also disagree with what the Herald said and why the market I think is still in a very healthy position – is that while there may be a slowdown in terms of the number of buyers, that slowdown is going to naturally regulate the market. And so that natural regulation, which has been really forced upon the development community by the financial markets and the inability to get construction loans unless you're already substantially sold out, is going to naturally put a break on the system so that buildings that, and projects that may have gotten the applications approved, if they don't actually get the sales, they're not moving forward, and therefore you're not going to actually have an overbuilding issue.
So then it sounds to me like we're in somewhat of an equilibrium, and there's an entire buyer pool that you've alluded to, but they remain unaddressed. I'm speaking about the people that maybe make $500,000 a year and live here. Those people can't buy a place to live. So I got to believe that there's still a lot of rope out there for you guys to build deals with if you can create a structure that helps the people that live here buy a unit. Now, Brian, are you hearing any evolution in the marketplace where that might occur?
Rentals.
Oh.
The people who live here are mostly going for rentals or single-family homes. The problem with the condo market, if you live here, is the Fannie Mae hasn't approved a lot of the condos here. So even if you wanted to buy in a condo here, you couldn't put 20% down with a Fannie Mae back loan. You couldn't get an FHA back loan. It actually is easier to get a single family home and put 20% down or an FHA loan with 3% down than it is to get a condo loan because the buildings aren't approved. But they're building very high end rentals in South Florida, downtown Miami, downtown Fort Lauderdale. You know, they're going for rentals, some of them, you know, $2,000 a unit.
$3 a foot. It's got to be, if it's bigger than eight, higher than eight stories, the number of the week is $3 a foot rents you've got to get. And the way they're doing that is just they're making the unit smaller with keeping the same number targeted for gross rent. So you're right. But so let's swing it back a little bit to Anthony now. Sorry, did I cut you off?
That's cool.
Do.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Jimmy, you cut me off. You're a turkey. But Anthony, so high-end condos are coming. They're being sold to foreigners. In your project, I guess a lot are from Brazil?
Yeah, we have a significant number from Brazil, followed by Colombia and Venezuela.
So if these people don't live in them, are they planning to put them on the rental market? If they are, who's going to run them?
Well, at the end of the day, there's two worlds in terms of the pre-construction condo market right now. There's the product that is being sold to people. Well, let me take a step back. Most of the condos now being bought is a result of capital flight. That is then broken into two different buckets. The first bucket being the folks that are truly putting their money into what they view as an investment property, meaning it's a smaller condominium, most likely located in downtown or Brickell, and the rental metrics actually yield some small return on their investment after they've paid off of the expenses. The other side of the coin are the condos that are where they're actually intending to live. Those would be more on the beach, larger units such as ours, which are truly a second home. Although capital flight is a consideration for these people, they're actually going to live there. And so for projects like that, makes it much more difficult to actually make the rental economics work. And so that's really where you're seeing. And so for the folks that want to actually have an investment here, you know, they're going to mostly stick to the smaller condos, the ones that are in the more urban areas.
Yeah, the downtown, the Brickell.
Exactly.
There you see a
exactly.
lot of buildings like Brickell House, you know, it's like almost half have been rented out. So they're sort of like glorified apartment buildings.
Well, and if you also look at it's interesting, if you look on the MLS for some of these new condos that have been leased, a significant number of the units are already back on the market trying to be flipped. And that's, you know, an obvious result of the fact that these were the first ones in the cycle. Those people bought in the $300-$400 a foot range, and now Brickell's trading at $600 a foot. So these people are trying to realize a lot of their gains, which will also be another downward pressure on the presale market.
Yeah, but
I can go buy
as the new units, they're being put on the market for like $750 a square foot. So can you rent, buy at $750 a square foot and then rent it and make money? Because all these people, it's easy to make money when you bought at $400 a square foot.
Right.
But $750, what harder to make money? You got to charge a lot.
No, the people that are buying the already completed product, those people are looking to hopefully cover their costs. They're looking to try and expatriate capital, put it in the United States in a hard asset, and maybe they break even, maybe they have to feed it a little bit, but at the end of the day, they're not looking to try and actually make a return off of that. You know, down the road, does that $700 turn into $800 or $900? You know, maybe there's some capital appreciation.
Well, you know, I want to interrupt the Brian Bandel show to ask a question.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Nah, Brian, I love you. I interrupt. Actually, this is all I really want to do is make it like three guys having lunch, talking around and just having a good time. And Anthony was making some great questions. Some, you know, that's actually stuff you don't really hear, Anthony. And find a nuance about the, you know, what's trading, why, and the rental and the bigger units and such like that. And it's something that I always wondered because they're building a lot of these big units in Edgewater. And I'm wondering where all these people are going to come from because there's not a lot of people that can afford all these units. And then I live in a building in that market. I live in a rental building, in a purpose-built rental building in that market. And I'm seeing a lot of roommates. And, you know, I hear about
the trend.
I hear people on Brickell that one person comes up to the condo board and then four people move in. So it seems to me like what we're really going to see is an increase in unit internal density. I don't know how else to say it. More people, more heads than they planned
on. Yeah, but not more parking spaces, right? That's
no,
the problem.
And not more pool. That's exactly right. They park on the street outside my building and then I see them walking in. So
and a lot
I don't
of the
know
new
how
buildings,
they're going to solve this.
A lot of the new buildings are being made with fewer parking spaces than before because of the new zoning code. So it might have maybe 1.25 parking spaces per unit, but more people living in the units because of the price. You know, now it's, you know, if two-bedroom unit has two different, you know, people, two different families in it, or maybe two to a bedroom sometimes, or college dorm style. So.
Well, no, with my next-door neighbor, I got a note slipped under my door. Somebody needed a three-bedroom. They've been living in a two-bedroom for years in our building. They've got two kids. Was anybody going to move? Nobody said yes. These people moved into the unit next to me, spent thousands of dollars in upgrades on the unit, probably going to live there for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, and it's five people in two bedrooms, and they've got to be going crazy. It's a tiny unit. So it's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what happens to the fabric of our community, and that's something I wanted to talk to Anthony about. I've got 2 minutes left in the segment, Anthony. How are you creating a culture in your community that will help them to maintain their project values, and it seems to probably be easier for you because it's a second home. Go. How's that for a hard one? That's a hard one.
Yeah, quite the philosophical question.
Well, you know, we're, you know, philosophical.
Well, listen, we're I would argue we're one of the most unique projects in the Miami-Dade County condo project. And the reason being is that we're a marina community. We're 13 acres. 8 of which is a marina with 112 boat slips, full fuel capacity, internet, Wi-Fi, telephone, you know, state-of-the-art marina. And so that, by definition, is going to really impact the community and the lifestyle that we're creating at Marina Palms. And so, well, you can go and live in a condo in Brickell or downtown. You're living in a condo building. When you live at Marina Palms, you're living a lifestyle because it's based on a marina. It's based on the water and the boating culture. And that's really something that we're looking to foster.
Well, you know, that sounds great. I'm getting the signal from AC that it's time to wrap up this segment. Hopefully you two guys can stick around some more. I'm going to let the Brian Bandel show evolve because the guy asked some pretty awesome questions. And at this point, I serve it up to AC to help me get happy again. Let's go. We're walking on sunshine. We're walking on sunshine. I feel good. I feel good because usually I am not walking. I am driving my Warren Henry smoking great car. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back, and we've got some great guests today. We've got Bruce Turkel standing on deck. We're going to talk about branding and who's your Spock, and it has nothing to do with Nanu Nanu, although that was not Spock. That was Mork. That's right, that was Mork. But right now we're talking condos, rental apartments, the multi-housing market with our good friend here on the show, Anthony Burns from DevStar. He's building 400-plus units on the water, Marina Palms lifestyle community. And then we've got Brian Bandel. He's our resident pundit for real estate. He is the award-winning journalist at the South Florida Business Journal. We're back at it. Let's talk about a new place that people haven't been talking about anywhere really in the news. That's the new North Miami Beach. I grew up there. I'm an NMB charger. So is Bruce.
No, Beach High.
But heck with you.
High Tide.
You're at High Tide. I'll meet you at My Pie, if it only existed. I do, but they just tore it down. Anyway, yeah, I could tell some great My Pie stories, but then I'd have to really, we'd have to turn off the mic. So in any event, so we're going to talk now about the new North Miami Beach. The mayor's all behind this. They got a big CRA. I'm seeing lots of deals. They just bought the strip club. They're going to make a gazillion units out there. Hey, what's going on in North Miami Beach? It's just south of where Marina Palms is. You've been watching, Anthony. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, North Miami Beach 3 years ago, prior to the new mayor, George Vallejo, taking office, was really a city that was stuck in the 70s. They believe
riding the storm out.
They believe that if they don't build it, they will not come. The problem was is Sunny Isles was exploding, Aventura was exploding, and North Miami Beach was caught in the middle and getting all of the downside of the traffic, the congestion, and none of the tax revenue. There's been a new change in the city. The city has been a wonderful partner for us. We were one of the first projects, large-scale projects, that started a few years ago. Now they've done some rezoning. They're a very development and business-friendly administration. And North Miami Beach is going to transform. 5 years from now, the Biscayne Corridor, where North Miami Beach is going to be a completely different animal than it is today. And that's going to be for the benefit of the entire city. And so I don't have enough good things to say about what Mayor Vallejo has done. He's a friend of ours, and he's really going to transform that city.
Wow. And Brian, so what do you think about what's going on over there? Because there's some really interesting things on the boards by some really interesting people.
Yeah, I've been following the progress closely. There's been a lot of activity. North Miami Beach, they sit out debate when they changed the zoning. They allowed 32 stories in some areas and also mixed use, not just this is commercial, this is residential. Put commercial, residential together, very much like a downtown. And developers are definitely going after that bait. You have Marina Palms. You have the Harbor Project by 13th Floor. And just last week, I wrote about three new giant projects. The Riverwalk was proposed, 1.5 million square feet on Biscayne Boulevard, 730 residential units in one of those buildings, plus 177 hotel rooms. And then there was another apartment building proposed on Biscayne with 349 units. So a tremendous amount of activity going on in North Miami Beach. I think people realize that they can get a nice waterfront unit there, much less expensive than Miami Beach and Edgewater.
You know, now for me, what always the issue was right there was it was the hole in the donut. It was between everything. You couldn't really easily get to jobs. But now there's jobs there, Anthony.
Well, not only are there jobs there, but look at where 163rd is. It's 826. It's Biscayne. It's really the epicenter of one of the busiest trafficked areas. And if you live up there, you're also next to where some of the future commuter rail stations are going to be. And so there's a lot going on up there. It's a great neighborhood, and it's a great area to live. And it's not, depending on what time you want to go to work, it's not actually that bad in terms of traffic.
You know,
now remember, there's a big office market in Aventura, and Aventura is very expensive. So you could live relatively better in North Miami Beach, drive to Aventura to work.
You're just a savant. You're just, the stuff you give me is just pearls of wisdom. I love you. You're the best. Yeah. So, Brian, we've talked a little bit about North Miami Beach, which is Anthony's hometown, basically, where they've been building now for a long, long time. What do you see as another node that's evolving? Because you write about this stuff. Where's another place that you've seen some increased story, activity, idea and currency? I threw out an NBA topic. How about that?
Well, definitely right. In downtown Fort Lauderdale, there's a tremendous amount of apartment activity in downtown, especially in the Flagler Village area, just north of that downtown on like 2nd Street. Also, now we're finally getting our first new condo downtown. The Coulter Group is proposing what would be the tallest building in downtown Fort Lauderdale with a condo and also a hotel as part of it. So we're seeing a lot of activity. We might soon see a new office building downtown by Crocker Group. So I think we're going to see all the residential come downtown Fort Lauderdale, and that will then breed other kinds of development, probably some more retail to make it a more complete, you know, live, work, play type of environment.
You know, it's fascinating because usually the way that I always perceived markets would develop would be office, then resi, then retail. And what we saw, that's the way Brickell did it. The key to Brickell was tipping off was when Harvey Taylor did his Publix. We'll talk about that on another show. I'll talk to you about it. So we've only got 4 minutes left. What I'd like to talk about, I've got a couple minutes with each. Anthony, what do you see with the condo market slowing down? What are some of the opportunities you see for the people that have made their money in multi-housing? Will they switch to a different model and maybe a lower-yielding apartment model? Or will they hoard their acorns and just do condos again?
Well, it really depends on the risk profile, right? You have some developers that are going to make a lot of money in this cycle, and they're going to double down, just like we saw in the last cycle. They're going to continue to double down, buying land that's more and more expensive, construction costs that are more and more expensive. And at some point, Miami is a cyclical market. And regardless of what we think is going to happen, it's unlikely that there'll be a completely new paradigm, and there will be a downturn, and some people are going to get caught. There's also going to be the bucket of folks that take some of this capital. They're going to position themselves to take advantage of those opportunities of the folks that got over their skis. And that's what we saw in the last cycle, and that's what, being somebody that wants to make a bet on that, I think we'll see in the next cycle.
Yeah, I did my best deal this cycle was when I sold a site that was planned for an office condo last time to an apartment developer this time, and then flipped it a couple of years later while he was processing it. It's you're absolutely right. The opportunities are going to be where they are today. Brian, what do you think we're going to see here coming up in the next couple of years?
I feel that development will continue, but at a more moderate pace. It's going to be Darwinism, the winners and the losers. The buildings that are better positioned, that have prices that make sense for the neighborhood, will find buyers and be built. The ones that are overpriced for their neighborhood or the developer isn't as experienced probably won't find enough buyers to move forward. So if I'm going to buy a $1 million unit, would I rather buy it on Edgewater or would I rather buy it on the Miami River, without quite a view of the water? Do I want that $1 million unit, five blocks inland? Do I want it, or maybe it's inland, but it's in Brickell in a different neighborhood? Will I maybe pay a little bit less to be in North Miami Beach instead of on South Beach? So I think it's really going to depend. Can the developer get a competitive price? Because if you're overpriced, for your site or for your product, you're going to have a really tough time.
Brian, you're absolutely terrific. I mean, I'm going to have to give you your $3 after this. You only get $2 because you're a developer. You have lots of money.
Hope you have a $3 bill.
Oh, yes, exactly. All right. Now, AC's giving me the signal that it's time to wrap up. Brian, you work for the South Florida Business Journal. How do people find you?
You could find me at the SouthFloridaBusinessJournal.com, Twitter at Brian Bandel, or at SFBJ Real Estate.
And if somebody wants to buy a smoking great condo with a super boat slip, how do they get a hold of you?
We have a 10,000 square foot sales center located at 172nd Biscayne. We'd love to have you come by.
And you got great coffee and terrific salespeople too. I want to thank you too. We're going to come back. We're going to do this some more. I'm going to fill up this was amazing. This was amazing. AC, it's yours. This is great. Brewster Kell, back after this. We're going to talk branding. We're going to talk about who's your Spock. I'm not going to say Nanu Nanu again. I guess I just did. And we'll be back after this. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. I'm happy. I'm the happiest guy I know because I get all my vehicles of Warren Henry and they are just smoking great. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they are all exceptional cars and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
You know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and heck, me too, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
Real estate developers, owners, and operators, are you still raising capital for your deals from friends and family the old-fashioned way? Join the future of real estate finance with the pros at Early Shares. Early Shares provides dealmakers with all of the tools, resources, and guidance they need to raise capital online through real estate crowdfunding, making the financing process more transparent, efficient, and data-driven through technology. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We've been having a great time here. We got Brian hanging around because I messed up. I got to give him ability to plug his book here. And Bruce is here in the on-deck circle. But right now we're talking UHealth. That's the University of Miami Health System. They bring us the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And by now you know UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens. And, of course, we all know that UHealth has got this gorgeous facility in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they talk to each other? Do they cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community all the time. You know, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for now 12 years in a row. It also includes the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, these folks will show you today. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things. As you well know, they've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. So, discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got to hear.
Oh, yeah, I feel nice, like sugar and spice, and that's my cue to come back in. I want to direct everybody to our website because we've added a new category. There's now a menu up there, a menu at the top for legal interviews. We had Cesar Alvarez last week as guest 1000, Abogado Gigante, and so go there. You'll see his interview as well as some of the other legal interviews, and I want to bring back Brian Bandel for just a second because Brian not only is an award-winning business writer, but he's also got books he publishes, and they're pretty cool. Brian, what's this one now where the people kill people for internet? What is that?
Well, Famous After Death is a novel put out by Silverleaf Books this year, and it will be featured at the Miami Book Fair. So you might have noticed all these crazy videos online. You know, some people call them snuff videos, murder videos. People who are killing are now putting that online. They're recording it, and they're putting it on social media. You saw this happen with the murder of the two journalists in Virginia last month. The killer had his cell phone strapped to his head, and he posted that video online. So as I was seeing this beginning to happen, I wrote a novel called Famous After Death about three teenagers in Miami who they start out trying to play pranks on people and put it online, but then a police officer is killed in one of these pranks. So they put it anyway, but they do it anonymously in a way so they're not identified in the video. And so at this point, the police officer trying to catch them, and they're trying to do bigger and more crazy online murder videos.
All right, now stop right there. I don't want to give away the punchline, but I did go through the thing. It's pretty cool online, some of those teasing things. Is well done, Brian, and we got to have you back on the show. We're going to talk more about your books, but more than that, I love the fact that you got these great interviews that you can do, and I could take a break while you're talking. You're awesome. Thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and I'll be at the Miami Book Fair on November 22nd.
All right. Well, be there, too. I'm looking forward to seeing you there, Brian. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
All right. Now we've got Bruce Turkell. Bruce, what's happening, mister?
It's good to see you, Jim. I feel like you're yelling at me, but I'm kind of enjoying it.
I don't need to yell.
There you go. I like that. I like when you do that low voice like you do. Yeah, baby. I like that.
Sexy. Actually, you want low and sexy, I can have AC join us.
He talks way down low and sexy.
That's what I like to do.
There you go. I love that.
Watch out, Barry.
That's you look up the word mellifluous. Your picture is there.
Oh, jeez. All right, Bruce. Now, listen, we touted that we were going to talk about Spock. So I make the Spock thing. I talk about the mind melt. But it's really not about Star Trek. It's really about something that's always been important for me in business, and that's what you're going to tell us right now, what Spock stands for.
So here's what happened. I got a letter from my bank that they did not have record of my windstorm insurance. Now, as you can imagine, in South Florida, windstorm insurance is expensive, and you can understand why somebody who lends you money for a mortgage would want you to have it on the property that you're collateralizing your loan with.
Of course.
So I get a letter from them. It says, you do not have windstorm insurance. So I respond, of course I have windstorm insurance, and I send them the information. About 2 weeks later, I get another letter from them. You do not have windstorm insurance. Please send us a record of your windstorm insurance. I do it again. And about 3 weeks later, I get another note from them. Since you do not have windstorm insurance has been purchased for you. And then it's got some insane price that they paid.
Force place.
Because of, yeah, and of course, they don't care what the price is. Now, I was getting a little tired of calling the mortgage broker and the company. I don't have time to stay on hold. So here's what I did. I called my Spock. I called my insurance agent. His name is Ralph Cabrera from Cabrera Insurance. I didn't even call him, actually. I scanned the letter. And I wrote on it, hey, Ralph, can you take care of this? And I sent it to him. And I got a note back that said, I'll take care of it. No need for you to do anything else. He then gathered all the information. He made sure the bank had it. The bottom line is he took care of it. He's my Spock. S-P-O-C. Single point of contact. And by being my Spock, he has made it completely unnecessary for me to ever talk to another insurance agent. They call, they send letters, they send, you know, all kinds of proposals. But why would I ever do it? He takes care of everything.
So single point of contact is what Spock stands for. Now in sales, what I've come to learn is that when I'm calling on somebody and they begin to do business with my firm, they don't want anybody else calling from my firm. They don't want to muddy the water. They just want to deal with me and for me to be their single point of contact.
For everything. I have a buddy, Mike, amazingly successful guy, serial entrepreneur, has made a ton of money. And Mike has now gotten into a certain kind of car. He loves Mercedes-Benz. And
right.
He buys them at the dealership in Carl Gables.
Okay.
And his salesman is his Spock. Anything Mike needs, Spock provides for him. Anything he needs, if the car breaks down, if the car needs service, anything happens, he calls one person. He's got him on speed dial on his cell phone, and it's taken care of. He'll never go anywhere else. I understand that we promote somewhere else on your show.
No, it's okay, because I have that same relationship there. I have the exact type of person at that place, and they tout it as being part of their family, so it's kind of the same thing. I still have one person, he takes care of everything.
Everything, and therefore, you have no need to go anywhere else.
Nor will
I. It's such a great brand technique, because as you build your brand and you do all the things we've talked about on the show so many times.
You mean that we repeat, repeat, and repeat?
Repeat, repeat, repeat.
That's number one.
No, that's number seven.
Sorry, Jim. Well, it's the bottom line.
Number one is all about them. But as you do all the right things, if you provide this level of service, you don't give the competition the opportunity to sneak in. You don't let the camel get its nose under the tent because you, as a Spock, are providing everything your customer needs.
Yeah, so really, then, it's really a soup-to-nuts type of service. It's really making sure... I've got it. When they think of the issue, you're the brand they think of.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, take that a step further when they think of the issue. Because they only think of what it is you do whenever they need something. But you think about it all the time. You already know what they need. Why don't you provide it before they ask you for it?
You mean actually pay it forward or anticipate their needs and actually make them feel good and that you're focused on them?
Exactly
right.
You
mean that it's all about?
All about them. The title of my new book and the first point of our 7 points of brand building that we talk about week after week after week.
And I love it because we repeat, 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 and it is always about them. And I use these techniques that you talk about almost unconsciously. I really don't think about them in order or anything. I really just try to just do the right thing.
Well, as long as you do that and you do it for the right reasons, people will respond. Your brand will grow. You'll understand what your authentic truth is. More importantly, your customer, your consumer will understand what your authentic truth is. And if it resonates in their life, they will become your customer.
Wow. I mean, you know, when we talk about stuff on this show, I internalize it. And I'm thinking about the example in my life and how I do it and how I could change things. And it's just... It's fabulous, Bruce, that you're – thank you for giving me my – it's like a therapy session. It's great. It's actually business advice that a person can use immediately.
Now, what none of you out there in on your radios can see is that Jim is now laying on his back across the desk. He has his head up, and he is telling me about his problems.
Hey, no. I don't have problems. I'm just talking to you about the things that I really enjoy, which is – building my brand and being myself. And when you say the magic words to me are authentic self. When you say authentic self and a person can actually have a role in the commercial world by being themselves, you know, that's Maslow. That's self-actualization.
Well, absolutely. And that's where it comes from. It comes from Maslow's hierarchy of means, getting your customer up to the top. They're no longer worried about shelter. They're no longer worried about clothing, the necessities. Now they're going from needs to wants. That's where the sales are. That's where the profits are. And that's where you can shine. You can't be all things to all people. What you can become is the right person, the Spock, for the right customer.
So really what you're saying is that I shouldn't worry about trying to sell the 150 people that don't want or need my message. I just have to find the 20 people that authentically need and respond to me.
One of my buddies...
I'm yelling.
One of my buddies that I run with 4 days a week, we talk about his business all the time. We spend a lot of sweaty miles together. And one of the things he keeps telling me is, I met with this one person and they only want to pay this and they only want to pay that. And I don't know what to do and I'm lowering my prices. And I've talked to him for years about determining the difference between his customer... and his non-customer. If you try to sell to the non-customer, what are you going to do? You're going to lower your prices. You're going to reduce your services.
You're going to reduce your
quality. And you're not going to sell product.
Correct.
But if you focus on who is your customer based on what is your authentic truth that you offer that makes a difference to them, they will pay your price. They will appreciate your service. They might even say, ready for this? Thank you, Jim.
Oh my God.
Because you have built a relationship that benefits them and becomes a mutually beneficial relationship.
Yeah, the last deal I closed, people actually did say thank you for helping us. It was absolutely one of the most wonderful moments of my life. And for more wonderful moments, stick with us because we'll be right back. AC's giving me the finger again. So AC, use yours. the song. Oh, man, we're singing that song. AC, keep it playing soft in the background. That's just awesome music. I love the awesome music. I also love the awesome service and the authentic self that's presented to me at all times at Warren Henry. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. And you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and this is why they always give their customers more. Every time I leased an Infiniti from them, I knew each time I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair. I'm loving the song in the background. It's what's happening. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you will get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for almost 40 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Back to that song.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, we are going to talk about Lauren's kids. And why do we talk about Lauren's kids on this show? Because information is what counts when you're talking about child sexual abuse. 95% of child sexual abuse can be prevented by simply educating your child. You need to learn what the signs are. You need to make sure your child knows that it's okay to tell. How do you find out about all this? You go to laurenskids.org now. laurenskids.org. Protect your kids. Protect our future. Do it today. LawrenceKids.org.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are having a great time. AC is a great sport back there. We're here talking to Bruce Turkell about your Spock. It's not an alien thing. It's about being a single point of contact for somebody, somebody that you people can depend on. And we were talking about how you love to connect with people at their authentic level, their real level. Bruce, we've talked about your 7 points of marketing and such, everything from it's all about them all the way back to repeat, repeat, repeat. How does that kind of tie in with the Spock concept?
Well, it's very simple. I believe that when you build these brands, you have an umbrella, right? You're doing the things we talked about, all about them. Make it quick. Make it simple. Hearts and minds. Make it emotional. Make it sensual. Make it ownable and repeat it. However, you can't do that if you haven't figured out the strategy of what it is you're trying to promote. Most of us promote what we do. We promote the function. I install windows. I change oil. I mow lawns. I write poetry. Whatever it is. The problem is, that's what everybody does. And if you're going to compete simply on a level of providing function, you have no competitive advantage. If I only need my lawn mowed, I can go to you or the next guy or the guy after that. However, if you figure out a way to become my Spock, my single point of contact, for everything I need in my landscaping needs, and you do it on a level that I resonate with, depending on who I am, all of a sudden, things start to happen. For example, my wife is really into landscaping and plants. We have fruit trees. We have a vegetable garden. She grows. She has bees. She has orchids.
I need to meet her.
You do need to meet her. She's a, here, look at a picture of her. She's a beautiful woman.
She's lovely.
Ah, yeah, she is.
Plus, she's caring from what I see. She's also like an emergency room nurse or something?
She was an emergency room nurse, and now she is a nurse practitioner and does hospice care. So, yeah, she's a wonderful, wonderful woman.
I need to meet her. I want to meet her.
So she talks to our landscapers, and they walk together, and they talk about the leaves, and they talk about the plants.
God,
now,
I love this lady.
At the same time, I don't care about any of that. I care that it's going to be done on time at the right price and that it's going to look good.
Yeah, right?
So,
and not wake you up.
And not wake me up.
So, sorry, I had to throw that
when
in.
The landscaper makes his presentation, clearly he has a very different message for her than he has for me. But neither one is about the function, because if I just need someone to dig holes and put in trees, you can get that done anywhere. No different than your real estate business. No different than AC behind the board. Those boards That's are right. really complicated with all those buttons. But there's lots of guys who can move the buttons around. But he picks the right song. He puts in at the right time.
He moves me.
He keeps you excited. He's the wind beneath your wings. And because of that, the show moves.
Yeah, it's him. I love it.
Because you guys have figured out your authentic truths and how they work together. And your brands working together make the each of your brands stronger.
Wow. And by being on Freed on Business, we're going to do so many great things together with Bruce and his stuff and everything. AC, you wait. You wait. Just like everybody else that comes through the studio, we've got a future together, too.
So here's what's going to happen. Every time you do that, then AC behind you is going to say, oh, yeah. Except an octave lower than I just said it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So he's going to point. You're going to say, oh, yeah, and we're going to build this thing.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. I love it. You're the man. Wait a minute. We just did it. There you go. That was like NMB and Beach High trying to make
That's
it.
That's right.
We just had to recalibrate for a minute. So, Bruce, we're going to wrap it up. But how much time do we have left, AC? We're having too much fun. I lost track. All right. We got like a minute and a half left for Bruce, and I got to end the thing with my branding thing. So, Bruce, what are we going to leave people with this time?
We're going to leave them with something that has nothing to do with branding. I'm going to sell something. I've never done this on the show before. Saturday night, Books and Books, Carl Gables, my band, Black Star, is playing. We're going to have the full horn section. We're going to kick it. We're going to play old school R&B. We're going to play some classic rock and some blues. We don't play anything that has a video. So come on out, Books and Books on Aragon and Carl Gables, 8 o'clock Saturday night. We're going to have a great time. Other than that, if you want to know about brand building, my website is simply my name, BruceTurkel.com. And I have a blog I write every week on branding, on different things you can do in your business to make a difference. And I hope you will take a look at it.
Well, listen to what we got up on there for you, Bruce. There you go. That's a little bit of Bruce. That's Bruce branding my show. I want to thank everybody that was on the show. I want to thank Anthony Burns. I want to thank my new favorite star and co-host, Brian Bandel.
He was awesome.
Wasn't he great?
He was awesome.
I guess I got to thank you too, Bruce, and I got to now thank AC. You're raising the price for me here.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. I want to thank Kind Snacks, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCIMs, Tarek Maddox, UHealth, Warren Henry Automotive. I want to thank the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, the Miami Marlins, of course, Bruce Turkel again, Lawrence Kids, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth. I also want to thank, my God, I got two pages of sponsors. Espresso Marketing, Early Share, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, Social Media 305, Lawrence Kids, Magnum Energy Solutions, and Engineered Tax Services. My gosh, I've got a lot of great sponsors, and we're going to get more. All right. And of course, I want to thank you, my listeners, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. Bruce would be talking to nothing. So join our community. Give us. I'm sorry I'm yelling, Bruce. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can reach me at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website keeps getting more popular. That's www.friedonbusiness.com. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our website, www.friedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 880 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. That's why. We're going to have great guests. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back.
Looking to promote your business or service?